Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Why are you in big trouble today? 1-800-947-3979. You can call. You can text. This one, I bet a lot of people can relate to this one. Not necessarily the job, but the feeling. Why am I in big trouble today? I'm a cook. And when I'm busy, do not get in my way. But for some reason, there's a woman that I work with that does not understand that. I've said it nicely. She likes to come and stand next to me and, quote, bitch to me. While I had a hot pan and a knife in my hand, and it was driving me crazy, and then I snapped, and I said, if you don't stop complaining, I'm going to bitch slap you if I have to keep hearing how whiny, lazy, and what a butthole you are. I'm probably going to have to pay for that bill probably. This morning.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, I mean, if you're the good cook, and yeah, I've seen those shows. You'll get away with it. It'll be fine.
That is a situation because I think that's most people. Like if you're really busy and you're trying to focus and someone's just there going, I don't like that. I have to work on Saturday. It does drive you.
Of course.
Pretty bonkers.
Especially in a situation like this. This one made me laugh. It says, I'm in big trouble today as my wife is out of town and I was supposed to take our child to school, which I forgot to do. Currently, I'm at work, ignoring calls from my wife, thinking if I just let it go, things will get better.
Where's the child? Is the child, like, just at home?
Oh, my God, I guess.
Yeah, how old is that child?
It doesn't say, so I assume, like, 14 or 15. I've been just guessing. I'm hoping not, like, 7, but
whoops. Yeah, that's definitely a good strategy, though. Send the calls to voicemail and just hope she forgets.
Oh, yeah,
and then later
away.
You can
good.
Be like, of course they were at school.
Yeah.
Why were you checking? Don't you trust me? Yeah, turn it around, huh? That's healthy.
You text your kid, I'll give you $50 if you shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Don't tell mom.
Tell mom you're sick.
I got an Uber coming to the house. Don't say a word.
This one, I'm in big trouble because I'm stopping to get coffee, knowing full well it's going to make me late for work again.
Man, that is the... It's the best and the worst when you're working and your coworker who shows up 15 minutes late has a coffee in their hand from somewhere. You're like, so you're only late because you stopped for coffee this morning. Like, lucky you. Mm.
Yeah, when you bring the evidence.
The balls you got for that.
Yeah, you walk in and you're like, hey, why are you late? There's a lot of traffic.
I mean, if you're doing that, you better bring coffees for everybody. Like, just bring them for everybody. So that way nobody thinks about the fact that you were late. They more so think you went out of your way to get us coffee.
Yeah. You walk in with a tray of them. You're like, hey, I know I'm late, but I wanted to treat everyone. And then I spilled them on the way to the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went somewhere that's notoriously slow. Mm-hmm. Your coffee line.
Why are you in big trouble today? I'm in big trouble today because I was sleepwalking last night. I know because I woke up to an empty jar of creamy Alfredo sauce next to my bed. I have stomach issues currently, and I've already been sick 3 times in the 40 minutes I've been awake. Oh, and I'm 45 minutes late for work. What a bummer.
You sleep drank Alfredo sauce?
In my mind, that's what happened. Like,
it had to be.
Oh, my God.
You should be locked up.
Well,
that's a terrible affliction.
So you want to walk up the sleepwalker, lock up the sleepwalkers?
Yes. 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 It's not good.
At least lock up the Alfredo to save them from themselves.
Yeah, at least just buy nothing but vegetables from now on.
Let's see. Why are you in big trouble today? I'm in trouble today because I'm working on 2 hours of sleep, and this is one of the days I have to be at work in person for training all day. Oh, you're not, I don't know if you're in trouble, but you're in for about 9 hours of misery, that's for sure.
God, training days, the worst.
That is a giant drag.
Because you're learning a lot, but doing nothing, you know?
So this text, so Kelly's fine with lying as long as she gets a free coffee. I don't think that's exactly what you said.
No.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Go with it. Go with it.
No.
Embrace it.
No, what I think is better is if you walk in with coffee for me and then I just walk past your lie and I think you did this for a nicer reason.
Yeah, yeah, that's I totally got what you
I'm not the one lying in that. It's the person with the coffee. That's the person you got the problem with.
I'm great with free coffee.
You're the liar.
Yeah. You did it, not me.
I like free coffee the same way I like cheap iPhones. I don't really think about all the Chinese kids forced to make them over nets so they don't kill themselves falling to their own death on purpose just to escape factory life while I'm using the apps. Same thing with the coffee. That's how you relate.
Yeah,
that
here's
makes
the
that coffee thing seem pretty minor.
Yeah, here's that new iPhone 16 or whatever that's really no different from the last 10 that they brought out. The camera just gets a little bit better, and we're all freaking out over it.
Wow, good cameras are cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one, my coworkers and myself are in big trouble today for allegedly putting a rock in a door jam leading to a blocked off set of stairs outside, and for putting tape over the strike plate so we don't have to swipe in and let them know how often we use the bathroom at work. My coworkers on second shift got called into the boss's office where he slammed some rocks down on the desk and said, "Did these rocks look familiar?"
Stupid question to ask.
It is.
Because I'm just going to say no.
Nope, never seen those.
No, rocks all look the same. Yeah. So, yes, I guess they do.
They tore the duct tape off the door leading to the bathroom yesterday, and no one told us on third shift why they did it. So I put a magnet over the plate and forgot to take it off this morning when another manager came back. Then he took the magnet off. Later came out, and they were very angry asking us to swipe in and out. So now they know we did it. That's not great.
No.
Yeah. They didn't tell you why they did it. They did tell you why they did it. It's clear why they did it. They want to know how often you're going to the bathroom.
I mean, it's a little busybody, but, you know.
Got to get that productivity.
Howings.
Yeah.
Steve, this is probably a little bit related to you, especially you almost fell through your roof. On your garage.
Yeah,
I'm in big trouble today because I fell through a customer's ceiling through a hole in the subfloor upstairs in the bathroom I'm remodeling. They weren't home when it happened or when I left. I patched it up, but they're going to see the hole that I fixed.
I mean, as long as you fix it.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't look like a BS fix.
Yeah, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be the shape of a foot forever.
Patch it, paint the whole ceiling so it looks good.
Yeah.
If that happens in my house, yeah, I'm bummed. It's an inconvenience, but
gaffes happen.
Yeah, if you're going to fix it, I'm good.
Or just own it and say, "Hey, look, I know I hadn't told you this, but I had," and just clean up the hole underneath. Just clean it up. And then go, "Hey, I had to take a section of the ceiling out because I had to access some plumbing that I didn't realize I was going to have to do."
Idea.
But don't you worry, we'll get that taken care of.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah. Cuz it's a little true.
Yeah, but again, you can't have a foot-shaped hole. You have to at least square it off.
Right,
so
yeah, you got
to
clean it up like you did it on purpose.
It was intentional.
Yes.
Kelly, I have a challenge for you on this one.
Yes, okay.
I want you to take this person's request and handle it for them with advice lies.
Okay.
Or explanation.
Okay.
I'm in trouble today because I hooked up with my boss's daughter last night, and I left my work keys at his house. How do I explain why I can't get the shop open?
Well, I think what you do is you let your boss know you've been putting it where you shouldn't have been putting it.
In his daughter?
No, absolutely not.
You know why the keys won't go in the lock? Because something that rhymes with lock went in your daughter.
Yeah. I think that you should be very, very sneaky, and you should never, ever tell your boss you did this.
No.
Ever in your whole
life.
Might
even quit.
I would just tell him you've got COVID and call it a day. Call it a next 5 days. Like, you got COVID. Just pull the whole COVID card out, and you're good.
Yeah, you don't need to tell them exactly where your keys are.
No,
yeah.
Just say, I misplaced my keys.
I can't get in. Can you have your daughter squat and cough? Unrelated.
I heard that works.
Yeah.
Tennis ball in a door lock.
Yeah. I got COVID. Sorry. Oh, don't let your daughter sneeze in your face.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
Update from the dad who didn't take his kid to school. My kid I left at home is 13 and will be fine, okay. But had texted me already saying she called mom. That's why I'm not taking the calls. Uh-oh.
Oh, you are just digging in. You are just in so much trouble. Yeah, you're making it worse.
Well, it's not like you're going to make it better today.
But you can make it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. You're not going to make it better, but you can make it worse.
1-800-947-3979. Why are you in big trouble today? Ooh, this one stinks. It might be okay. I'm in trouble today because I woke up to a text from my boss saying, stop by my office when you get here. I guess it depends on the relationship. That could be bad
could
news.
Go either way, though.
There were times where...
Raise.
Maybe.
That'd be a nice twist, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows?
I think if
might walk
boss,
in and the boss might go, hey, you know what? I just wanted to let you know. I like your penis.
We kind of did that to you.
Oh, no.
Kelly.
Oh, my God. I was so nervous. It was after I'd only been here for like 8 months, too. So I was still recovering from the trauma of my previous job where my other host would corner me into rooms and yell at me for things that I didn't do because he hated everybody around us. And then he would call me dumb. It was really... really bad. And then you guys were like, hey, you want to come talk to us in our office? And my shoulders immediately went up. And I was like,
they
yes.
Totally did.
They did. Yeah.
It was, yes. I did. It was funny because it's not like we sat around going, hey, let's make Kelly think she's in trouble.
Yeah.
But then when I saw your reaction, I'm like, oh, this is fun.
I was like, please just don't put me in the corner and close
so,
the door.
Yeah. We go in there and close the door and we sit down. And yeah, your posture just went.
I was super whoop. Uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Shoulders so uncomfortable. Fold close. And then, yeah.
And then I got a raise. It was awesome.
Yeah. When we said it, do you remember?
I cried. I was like, are you serious?
Wait, are you bleeping serious? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah. That was that meeting we had behind the Big Lots.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.